Both Egypt's armed forces and Al-Azhar, the highest Islamic authority in the country, have issued statements strongly warning against violence in the upcoming protests. General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, the Minister of Defense, said that the moral responsibility of the armed forces is towards the people, and thus it will intervene to prevent the country from slipping into violence that could lead to the disintegration of the state. On another front, Al-Azhar scholars asserted to Press TV that the Islamic institution is not against any peaceful means of voicing concerns about the future of the country.
We're calling on all the people of Egypt to put their differences aside and reconcile. This country is in desperate need of reconciliation at this crucial moment. Polarization and division will have a negative impact on this nation.
The statements of the army come after increasing concerns as June 30th draws in the possibility of clashes between pro and anti-Morsi protesters. Violence has already erupted in several governorates, leaving at least two dead. The clashes erupted between members of Tamarud, the secular youth movement opposing Morsi, and on the other hand, members of the Muslim Brotherhood and the An-Nur party. Many viewed the Minister of Defense's statements as a reminder of the independence and the power of the army. Egypt is currently bracing itself for a fresh wave of protests after the failure of all efforts to reach a political resolution to the current polarization. But whether or not the statements made by both Al-Azhar and the army will help diffuse the tension before it turns to violence remains to be seen. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.